Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
From the Berkshires to the Sound, from wherever you live in MLB America, this is Inside the Parker. You give us 22 minutes and we'll give you the scoop on Major League Baseball. Now, here's Baseball Hall of Fame voter number 70, Rob Parker.
Welcome into the podcast. I'm your host, Rob Parker. What a show we have for you today. Britt Giroli, who's the senior baseball writer for The Athletic, she'll join us here on this very special postseason edition of Inside the Parker. Also, from MLBBro.com, Sean Dorsellis, he'll join us as well. Let's go.
Batter up!
To lead off, it's getting robbed.
And keep him up.
Rob's hot take on the three biggest stories in Major League Baseball.
Don't look now, but the team I picked before the season started to win the NL. AL West is moving on in the playoffs. Wow, what a performance by the Texas Rangers. You know what? They choked down the division on the last day of the season, getting shut out 1-0. And people thought, oh, here we go, Texas, they're not for real. And what do? They go to Tampa Bay and they sweep the best of three wild card series against the Rays and shutout performance in game 1-4-0. They win game 2 as well. And that's it. They move on. That's a pretty impressive thing when you think about where the Texas Rangers have been. Don't forget, they've had injuries. And they've lost major pitchers. I mean, they traded for Max Scherzer. He went down. Going after the often injured Jacob DeGrom, people said, don't do it. He'll get hurt. And guess what? They did it, and he got hurt. And still, they've been able to hold on and manage and now advance in the postseason, which is incredible. Jordan Montgomery was outstanding in game 1. And you get a shutout in game 1 on the road from your starter. That is impressive stuff. I like the Texas Rangers. Before the postseason started, I picked them to get to the World Series, and I'm going to stick with that pick. I mean, there's a long road ahead. I'm not crowning them or anything, but boy, what an impressive start by the Texas Rangers. And they're moving on, and the Rays are going home.
Number 2.
Speaking of the Rays, you remember I had my panties in a bunch when the Rays got their new stadium deal and they were building this new 32,000-seat stadium. And I made us think about why would they make a stadium that small? And now we know the reason why. game one of the wild card series, guess how many people showed up? Less than 19,000 people. It was the smallest crowd for a postseason game in baseball since 1919. Did you hear me? Is this on? 1919. Again, the Tampa Bay Rays are bad for baseball. I don't care what anybody says. You can't have a major league team where you don't have support. How do you not show up to a playoff game? It doesn't even make sense. Remember the hot start this team started? They won like their first 13 games. And it's reduced to that? You don't get jacked. I don't care what time the game is or if it started at 3 o'clock. It's a playoff game. When I was a kid in school, playoff games used to be in the afternoon. I used to run home from school to catch a 4 o'clock start or a 3 o'clock start. This isn't new. It's the playoffs, for God's sake. Come on. Shame on Tampa Bay. Shame on Major League Baseball for continuing to sign off on having a team in Tampa. And here's the other thing. They've done nothing but be good and win and make the postseason. And the fans still don't support them. They weren't selling out when they won their first, went on the winning streak to start the season. Their games weren't packed. People didn't care. The players deserve better. Major League Baseball deserves better. And just think about it. In a year where Major League Baseball attendance is up over 10, 11%, TV ratings are up, everything across the board, and Tampa Bay turns in a stinker with 19,000 for a playoff game. Disgraceful.
Number three.
All right, don't forget the teams that won the divisions. Wait a minute, the teams with the best record, right? Not because the Brewers won the Central.
The top two seeds in each league.
Each division. Number three, the top two seeds in each division, of course, aren't playing in the wild card. The Braves and Dodgers from the National League, they're home. And so are the Orioles and Astros as they wait for their next opponents. As we move forward to the next round, which will be very interesting. But the thing is, out of these four teams, who is most likely to get bounced? I love the Braves. I love the Orioles. I think it's between the Dodgers and the Astros. The Astros were very lucky to win the division. It took a choke job by the Rangers to even get them. Remember, the Astros had a disastrous week and a half when they lost 5 out of 6 to Kansas City and 2 out of 3 to Oakland. I mean, and they fell out of first place and somehow was able to backdoor back in and get there. The Dodgers, every year it's the same story for me. It's the pitching. I'm not sure they have enough pitching to make the road to the World Series. The Dodgers have a great team. My God. But do they have enough pitching? Is it going to be another one of those disappointing moments where the pitching lets them down and there's another season all for naught? Because that's what could happen to the Dodgers. The Dodger fans are very used to this time of the year. Injuries, suspensions, Clayton Kershaw is an older pitcher. Every year it's a crapshoot on whether or not he's going to be able to get you where you want to go. So this is going to be interesting. I'm going to say the Astros. I know they're the tested ones. They've won a couple of World Series. They got a great manager in Dusty Baker. But that stretch near the end of the year kind of made me look at them a little differently. Losing to two bad teams like that, Kansas City and Oakland, when they needed wins. I'm going to say that the Astros are the most likely team to get bounced in the division series.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
Here comes the big interview. Listen and learn.
Oh, it's so good.
Now let's welcome into the podcast Britt Giroli, who's the senior MLB reporter for The Athletic. Britt, thank you and welcome to Inside the Parker.
Thanks for having me, Rob. Really appreciate it.
No doubt. This is the best time of year, of course, October baseball. But before we get into some players and some things going on, let's talk about managers being asked to step down, to quit, fired, whatever you want to use. And let's go with Buck Showalter first. With the Mets, they won 101 games last year. Just this year was a disaster. How surprised were you that they asked Buck to step down or fire him, whatever term you want to use?
I wasn't surprised because I think as soon as David Stearns took over as president of baseball operations, this was going to happen. This was inevitable. And those who were around the Mets over the last couple of weeks pretty much thought that this was going to be the case. But I think really what this symbolizes is, you know, the role of manager has changed so dramatically in the time that, you know, Buck Showalter was 38 years old, this young hotshot managing the Yankees. And times have changed so significantly. There are so many less on-field decisions you have to make, so much less power that the manager has. And for a guy like Stearns, part of that new age, part of these very analytically driven front offices, it was never going to work with the two of them. So I wasn't surprised that it happened. I was surprised in the manner it happened and that David Stearns didn't pick up the phone to call Buck. He didn't text him. He sent Billy Epler to deliver the message, hey, you're not going to be back next year. You can either resign or we'll fire you. Your decision, that's on you. I thought that was cold. I thought that was gutless. And I thought that somebody of his stature deserved more.
Totally agree, especially when a guy won 101 games just last year. So obviously what he was doing, I thought I liked his approach and what Buck was doing. I mean, it's a cold game and guys are like that. I think you could talk to him and let him down. I'm with you, Britt. That's pretty weak. Let's go to the other team in New York, the Yankees. It's being reported that Aaron Boone is not going anywhere. He's got 1 year left on his contract. And Brian Cashman, who we could nickname the Pope since he's been the general manager for 25 years, which is unheard of in baseball. The Yankees didn't make the playoffs, haven't won a World Series since 2009 or since Moby Dick was a Guppy. It's been a long time. Britt, how surprised are you that Aaron Boone's coming back and that they refused to do anything with Brian Cashman?
I'm a little more surprised about this one. I anticipated Boone coming back, but I thought there'd be a little bit more of a shakeup in the Yankees organization. I think most people would agree if Jerns Steinbrenner was alive, we would never have gotten anywhere close to this far in terms of keeping things status quo. The Yankees haven't won a World Series since 2009. That drought keeps getting longer and longer. So I think if they're going to retain Cashman and they're going to retain Aaron Boone, then what are these changes going to be? They have to sell the fan base on things will be different. And it's not enough to just sit there and say things will be different. I mean, you look at what the Seattle Mariners said to their fans the other day, basically, hey, we're only trying to win 54% of our games. That is not something that's going to fly at all in New York. You have to be committed to doing something different. You have to be committed to winning a World Series. So I'm curious who they bring in. I'm curious what this outside audit says of their method. And I think that they probably need another name in the front office, whether it's someone above or below Cashman, that breathes some kind of life into this organization, some kind of innovative, fresh ideas, because they desperately need it.
No doubt. Our guest is Britt Giroli from the Athletic. She's a senior MLB writer. Let's do this. Let's talk about the Minnesota Twins. And on Tuesday night, they broke their 18-game postseason losing streak, which is just an unbelievable record dating back to 2004. I mean, how did it even get to this point, Britt? I mean, think about 18 straight postseason losses.
I know. It's actually kind of hard to do if you think about it, right? Like, you would think eventually even the Oakland A's would win a game or two here and there. So how it got to this point is I think it just almost grew larger than life. You know, and a lot of it was they had a lot of issues against the Yankees. It felt
they
like
lost,
forever
like,
they were.
I think 13 more. They 0-13 at the Yankees.
Yeah,
it
felt like they were just constantly getting in the playoffs and losing to the Yankees for what felt like forever. And I think when something grows that big, Rob, it becomes a psyche thing. It's in the back of the minds of the players and the fan base. And you know, it was so nice to see them win that last night. And I covered Rocco Baldelli when he was a player briefly in Tampa Bay. And I think he's the perfect guy for that team, for that situation, because he's not going to panic. He has that temperament. And he said last night it felt like the stadium split open. That's how into it the fans were. So I think for Minnesota, this was big. But no one's going to remember it if they now lose the series, right? They've got to get out of this first round to kind of prove that they are no longer the hapless Twins who can't win in October. Winning one is nice. They're off the schneid. Now I think they have to go out and they have to kind of step on the next, take that second game, take the series, and really kind of reverse the curse here.
Speaking of October baseball, one guy who has some resume is Carlos Correa. Who didn't have a great season for the Twins coming back, you know, signing in the offseason, the injuries and all that. But in game two, he had an RBI single. He had a great play in the field. If this guy can perform in October, I don't think fans would care about what happened during the regular season, would they?
No, I agree with you. I think we very much live in a what have you done for me lately kind of world. So, you know, Correa making that play in game one when they finally get the win, that's going to live in Twins history forever. So, you know, I think when you look at the Twins and you look at a guy like Correa and, you know, everything I have observed and seen and in talking to Correa, he's a guy you want on your team. He's a guy that is obsessed with winning, is really into advanced data, advanced numbers, wants to help guys understand that. And so I think he has the chance to rewrite another chapter of his legacy. We're never going to forget about Houston. Certain factions, certain fan bases are never going to forget what happened there. But he can make it so that that's not the first thing that comes to mind when you think of a guy like Carlos Correa. And the chance to do that is right now this October, Rob.
No doubt. Some rookies making names for themselves. We saw Royce Lewis with two home runs, his first two postseason at-bats. But let's talk about Evan Carter with the Rangers. Tell people about Evan Carter if they don't know who this guy is.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if many people do know who this guy is. I mean, he's a rookie who made his MLB debut in September. He hits a two-run home run in the fourth inning on Wednesday, a blast that made him the youngest player to ever homer in the postseason. His home run broke the game open, and the Rangers were able to hold on without a whole lot of drama because they got a really great postseason bounce-back start from Nathan Eovaldi. But Carter is a guy who is impressive. And, you know, people who have watched this team have been excited about what he will be able to do. And, yes, he didn't finish the regular season strong, but I think when you're a rookie, you kind of have that short memory. You forget about things. So watching him on this huge stage in the ALDS, and as we record this, the Rangers are moving on here to the ALDS. They have swept the Tampa Bay Rays. I think he is a guy who's only going to continue to get better, and he has been a sensational story in watching him on this big stage, watching him have these great at-bats. So it'll be really interesting to see moving forward how they deploy him and if he's going to be able to stay hot against an Orioles team that is the number one team in the American League.
No doubt. It's going to be interesting. Can't wait to the October baseball to totally unfold. It's already underway, Britt, and we appreciate you. Appreciate your insight and your knowledge. Britt Giraldi from The Athletic, the senior Major League Baseball writer. Thanks so much for joining us here on Inside the Parker.
Thanks so much for having me, Rob.
Britt, thank you. That was good.
Thank you. Sorry again. I'm not usually this absent-minded.
All good. We'll see you down the road. Maybe I'll see you at the World Series.
Yeah, you definitely will.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. See ya.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is over. The Chi is back on Paramount Plus, and the stakes have never been higher. Everything changes on the South Side when a new threat comes to power in the Showtime original series from Emmy winner Lena Waithe. Battle lines will be drawn, alliances will shift, and danger lies around every corner, leaving everyone to wonder who they can trust. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto-renews. Restrictions apply.
When Rob was a newspaper columnist, he lived by this motto. If I'm writing, I'm ripping. Let's bring in a writer or broadcaster, old or new.
All right, now let's welcome in a content reporter from MLBBro.com, Sean Dorsellis. He joins us here on Inside the Parker. Sean, what's happening? How are you?
My main man, Rob. I'm doing well. How are you? I'm very honored and excited to make my Inside the Parker debut.
No doubt. And you're the right guy for it. On Wednesday, you did a social media video about Minnesota Twins DH Royce Lewis. And I figured you'd be the perfect person to let people know who this guy is. They've heard his name. The guy hit like 4 grand slams this past season. But tell us about Royce Lewis and what a find he's been for the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah, Rob, absolutely. I mean, Royce Lewis, as you mentioned, kind of breaking out onto the scene this year and really his first full season of play in the MLB, coming off of September where he was the AL Rookie of the Month. This is a guy that was a heralded prospect. He was the number one overall pick in 2017 by the Twins, but he's had a bit of a tough road to make it all the way up to the show. Now more than ever, you know, we see these prospects, they get drafted and sooner rather than later, they're getting called up and making impact plays. The Orioles are probably the best example of that now with all their prospects that they've had coming up. But Royce Lewis, his road and his path wasn't clearly as straightforward. He's torn his ACL twice since that 2017 draft. Obviously, he, like many other minor leaguers, dealt with the cancellation of their season during COVID-19 in 2020. So he's had a bit of a tough road here to the show. But since he's been up, I mean, man, he's been one of the best clutch hitters. He's been really the key guy here for Minnesota in their lineup that has powered them to the postseason this year.
Think about what he did in his first postseason game. 2 home runs in his first 2 postseason at-bats. He shook up the record books in baseball, didn't he?
He absolutely did. He's only the third player to hit two homers in his first two postseason at-bats. And shaking up the record books has been what Royce has been doing, really, all season long. Talk about a team in Minnesota that has been in the record books for all the wrong reasons. I don't know if you know this, but their 18 consecutive postseason losses dating back to 2004, that was the record across all of the four major American leagues. No team has lost that many games consecutively in the playoffs. Enter Royce Lewis, his first playoff game. I mean, he was like 5 years old when they last won one in 2004. And here he is responsible for all of the offense in their 3-1 win over the Blue Jays. So it's pretty incredible to see what his impact has been. A city that's been tortured across all sports, really, but particularly the Twins, 18 straight losses in postseason play. And here he is pretty much single-handedly powering them to end that streak.
Our guest is Sean Dorsellis, a content reporter for MLBBro.com. Last thing, I know he's DHing in the postseason. He was a shortstop, I think, originally, played some third base. Where do you see him? I mean, I know they'll find a place for him no matter what. But is he eventually going to be an everyday third baseman, or what do you think?
Yeah, that's a great question, Rob. I think it has made a lot of sense for him to slot in that DH role, given his bat and given that, you know, we're talking about a guy here that only is coming off of an ACL tear a couple of years ago. So especially with Correa there in the lineup, it has made sense for him to DH, and that has worked wonders for the organization. But I think he is a guy, you know, he came up touted for his glove. And in the minors, he played shortstop, third baseman, played some center field there as well. So I do believe in his potential to be a guy every day in the field, whether at the hot corner or at short. But right now, I think the most important thing for the Twins is having his bat in the lineup and having his presence and energy in the clubhouse. He's a guy that, you know, when he's in the lineup, good things happen. We've seen it with the five grand slams that he's hit in only 70 or so career games. He's got a knack for the spectacular. He's got a knack for the moment. It's the clutch factor that, as you know, Rob, can't really be taught. And I think that he's going to be a guy that will make Twins fans very happy for a very long time.
No doubt. His name is Sean Dorsellis from MLBBro.com. Thanks for the knowledge on one Mr. Royce Lewis. You will not forget that guy's name. People in Minnesota, he's already a legend with that big bat, breaking that 18-game postseason losing streak. Incredible. Thanks, Sean. We'll catch up with you again.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Rob.
Now bring in the closer.
Strike one.
Strike two.
Strike three.
He's out. Here's why MLB is better than the NFL or NBA, and it isn't even close.
Reason number 155 why Major League Baseball is better than the NBA and the NFL. The postseason. Turn the TV on in October. There's always a game on. You don't have to watch reruns or Judge Judy in the afternoon or wait for the game to come on at 10 p.m. Eastern. They got game. Just keep flipping. I watched 3 of the 4 games yesterday without even trying, because they were on. Every time I turned the TV on, it was great. Television and baseball, especially the postseason, you watch the game differently. Every pitch is big. You watch. You're glued. It's not like during the season where you can kind of come in and out of a game and go back to it like a soap opera. You got to watch. That one walk, that one call strike you didn't get that you needed could be the difference. You have to watch postseason baseball, and baseball does a good job putting it all on. They played yesterday. There's no day break in between. They're playing Tuesday. They're playing Wednesday. I love it. Action. Nothing but action. In the words of New York TV legend, the late Bill Jorgensen, thanking you for your time this time until next time. Rob Parker, out.
He can't get it. This could be an inside to Parker.
See you next week. Same bat time, same bat station.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.